Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio, our weekly sojourn into everything voice acting. You like that, sojourn?
That's a pretty big word.
I had to look that up, actually. I heard that on TV. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And thanks for joining us again this week. We're always excited when we get a chance to talk with someone that has started out in voice acting and having some success and hearing how that success came about. And we think that would help the average listener to say, hey, if he can do that, you know, I can do that, right?
Without a doubt, Warren. And in fact, we just spoke with Steve Grogan, who's a really talented voice actor down in Florida. He does all kinds of work and actually does quite a few really cool voices as well. He's a bit of a character voice actor. Hmm. One of the jobs he's done recently was an instructional short called The Architects for this little tiny computer company you might have heard of called Microsoft. Microsoft.
Oh,
yeah.
I think
you know
I've
what?
Heard of them.
And if you haven't, keep an eye on them. I think they're going to go places. In fact, he's also done some commercials for a major car dealership chain.
And he told us as well he's voiced numerous characters for interactive greeting cards. How cool is that? Voiced of a character named Inspector McCloud for an educational short film produced by the Environmental Protection Agency. That's neat.
I've heard of them too, actually.
Have you? EPA? Yeah.
I think so. And this is one I like. He actually played a couple of characters, Crush the Turtle and Crash Bandicoot, for an interactive show at Disney's Epcot Center. I used to play Crash Bandicoot on my Nintendo all the time.
Well, sounds like he's well on his way, and that's why we wanted to talk with Steve Grogan for a little bit. Here's how the interview went. Tell us a little bit about your background. What were you doing before you found voiceovers, and what led you to go into the training in the first place?
Before I found the voice coaches, I was just working in Orlando at the theme parks. I was also doing a lot of improv. I always wanted to do voiceovers, so I've always liked just being, you know, crazy and doing weird voices.
So what led you to actually take that left turn into voice acting?
Just the desire to do a cartoon. I want to be one of those guys that you hear on every other cartoon on Nickelodeon or whatever. I always had the desire to do it. I was like, I got to do something to make this happen. I can't, do it on my own.
And you thought voiceovers would be, getting some training in voiceovers would be the way to go then?
Yes, I have been attempting to, do it on my own independently, just, going to random auditions that I heard about. But it's like, I need to get a professional voice demo. I need to get some training so I have some direction of what I'm doing out here, not just on my own. So,
now, after you completed your training, what did you do to try to find a voiceover work? What changed between the time, prior to your training and after your training?
Afterwards, I definitely had more direction of options I could use, places like going to the library and, corporations and things like that. But funny thing was, during my training, I found out about someone who was doing an audition and they needed a voice demo. And I landed my main client pretty much immediately after recording my voice demo. He loved it and
Excellent.
Got a lot of work through the guy.
Now, is there one particular marketing technique that you think you used to kind of, that works for you the best, or was it once you had that first job, it kind of mushroomed? How did it work?
It really just mushroomed from that first job. I was able to, through him and, just that experience, land a few other jobs. And the one thing that I really took from the training that I hadn't thought about was the libraries and, doing school book readings. I went and did some research on that, and I found something with the Orange County educational system and recorded a few children's educational kind of, read-along stories on tape.
Tell us about some of the work that you've done then, besides the library stuff. Have you been able to do some of your crazy character voices?
Oh, quite a few, yes. Well, there's been some fun stuff I've done. The first real big thing that I got was something I really wish had lasted. It was on Yahoo. They were doing a thing with Pepsi called Pepsi Smash, and they had a little series of monthly shorts called Pop Culture Theater where they highlighted a band or an artist and just did a little short mockumentary on them. And I ended up doing, I think, 9 or 10 of those. So I got to do the voice of Andrew Ridgely from, Wham. That's still on. It's actually still on YouTube right now.
Based on your experience, Steve, what advice would you give a newly trained voice actor that's just starting out?
I lucked into it, and I just kind of got right into, just really doing what I wanted to do. But I know it's not like that, and I really need to right now. And you need to branch out. So I would say just get out there and do it, and just any opportunity you can think of, get your demo in someone's hands, and just go for it. That's the advice that I'm going to be taking myself in the next couple months. I just moved to a new city, and I'm just going to pepper the city with my voice demo.
There you go. Well, let's talk about that. What is next? Have you set any goals for yourself along the way?
Yes, I have. I've just been, from being new in the city, I've been really considering, you know, what is needed, and I've heard a couple, you know, really entertaining voice on hold messages where these people are doing really creative, you know, characters while they're having people on hold, which, you know, makes being on hold a lot more entertaining. So there's one particular dealership in town that does this. And, like, my goal is to go to the competitions, you know, the dealerships and say, hey, you know, you want a fun on hold message? You want a boring one you have right now? Here's my demo. Here's what I can do for you. And that's my goal for the next week.
So, Steve, you told us at the beginning of the interview that you enjoy doing voices, and maybe this would be a good time for you to share some of that talent with our listeners. What kind of voices do you enjoy doing? I know they're cartoon type voices. Are these voices you've made up yourself?
They're usually somewhat impressions of impressions and characters that I've come up with during improv scenes, usually.
Give us some examples. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but give us some examples.
Well, one that I really like to do is kind of a weird off-take of the crocodile hunter. Good eye, mate. How are we all doing here? What's your welcome? Welcome in here. Look at you, little kid. Would you like to come over here and take one of my dingoes?
And this is stuff that you've been doing since you were young?
Oh, yeah. When I used to watch G.I. Joe, I would imitate all the characters. It was something I've done since I was very young.
Isn't that crazy? Okay, well, I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. Throw us another one. Let me hear a little bit more how these come to you.
Well, I mentioned Andrew Ridgely before, and I don't know what he sounds like. I don't think anyone knows what he sounds like, so I just made up a really annoying, whiny British voice that I thought he would sound like. I think my line went something like, George, I found a mistake. You said, wake me up before we go-go. You said go twice.
So anything else you'd share with, with the folks that are just getting into voice acting?
Just be confident in your ability, and practice your reading. Make sure you're, you know, a very strong reader, because that helps a lot. That's one thing that, you know, got me a couple of the gigs. Just I could just go right through it and just really have to be confident and sure that you're going to nail it when you're reading a script.
Steve, thanks a lot for your time today. We appreciate you taking time out to talk to us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Wow, it sounds like Steve's having a really great time doing all these voiceovers and doing some character voices, something he's always wanted to do. What's interesting, too, though, is that even though he's done a lot of these jobs using his character voices, he's done an equal amount just using his own regular voice. And I think it's important for people to remember that you don't have to be able to do character voices to get voiceover work.
It's been years since I've done character voices, and it's not that I don't enjoy doing them. I really haven't had the opportunity or put myself out there as a, you know, character voice expert, if you will.
People tell me I'm a character all the time. Does that count?
No comment. Well, thanks, Steve. And as always, remember that if you or a friend have been thinking that voice acting sounds like fun and you'd like to try an honest, realistic introduction to the business, we offer that. Voice Coaches is presenting Getting Paid to Talk at adult education programs around the country.
That's right. Coming up the week of March 22nd, our producers will be in Audubon, Teaneck, and Cape May, New Jersey, and Lynchburg, Arlington, Piedmont, and Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, what a great place to be this time of year, Virginia. Flowers are coming up and everything. All right, back to the list. Not to mention, or maybe I will, Middletown, Pennsylvania, Valdosta, Georgia, Burleson, Texas. Just three more places will be the week of March 22nd. Now, you can call us toll-free at 866-887-2834 for more information on these and other classes.
Or you can always email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. Tell us where you are. We'll try and find a class near you. And, of course, that email address you can also use to send us your questions, comments, horse racing tips, what have you.
Okay. That's podcast@voicecoaches.com. Mike, once again, it's been a pleasure working with you.
I wish I could say the same.
I was going to say the boss made me say that, but now you've already hit the punchline.
I beat you to it.
All right. We're going to do this again next week. Once again, we hope you'll join us then. Have a great one.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Hello and welcome. Did that one at a time or two at a time, but not three at a time.
Excuse me, Bobby. Could you not upset Mr. Garling, please? I have to work with him still.